Mitch McConnell introduces bill that gives $2,000 stimulus checks. Addresses Section 230, creates commission to investigate voter fraud. By Hannah Blow on December 30, 2020. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Tuesday introduced a bill that meets President Donald Trump's three requests tied to signing the $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government spending bill, increasing the amount of individual stimulus checks to $2,000, addressing Section 230, and creating a commission to examine voter fraud. In doing so, McConnell blocked Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY call for quick approval for increasing stimulus checks, but promised the Senate would work to bring three of President Trump's priorities into focus this week. Upon announcing he would sign the multi-trillion dollar bill on Sunday, President Trump called on lawmakers to increase payments from $600 to $2,000, review Section 230, and begin an investigation into voter fraud. The president said, on Monday, the House will vote to increase payments to individuals from $600 to $2,000. Therefore, a family of four would receive $5,200. Additionally, Congress has promised that Section 230, which so unfairly benefits big tech at the expense of the American people, will be reviewed and either be terminated or substantially reformed. Likewise, the House and Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the very substantial voter fraud which took place in the November 3 presidential election. The Senate will start the process for a vote that increases checks to $2,000, repeals Section 230, and starts an investigation into voter fraud. Big tech must not get protections of Section 230. Voter fraud must be fixed. Much more money is coming. I will never give up my fight for the American people. Those are the three important subjects the president has linked together, McConnell told his Senate colleagues. This week the Senate will begin a process to bring these three priorities into focus. Indeed, that same day, the Kentucky Republican introduced a bill that addressed all three issues. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin, DEL, is among Democrat lawmakers who have soured at McConnell's move, accusing him of attaching poison pills to the measure to increase stimulus checks. The bill that passed the House of Representatives guaranteed $2,000 per person. It's on the desk of Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader of the Senate, and what does he say? He asked during an appearance on CNN's Situation Room. I want to throw a few poison pills in there, see if I can discourage people from voting for this. Let me throw in a reform of the internet while we're at it here. Let's do some work here and investigate the last election. For goodness sakes, stop looking for poison pills, Senator McConnell. He continued, adding, pass this right now, America needs it. President Trump has continued to press GOP lawmakers to increase stimulus checks to $2,000, lest they have a death wish. $2,000 ASAP. The president added on Wednesday morning,